Chapter 2. New Neighbors. In the coming weeks, the Bennet girls became more familiar with the ladies of Netherfield. Jane's pleasing manners attracted all those around her. Their mother, Mrs. Bennet, was found to be intolerable, however. Despite this, Mr. Bingley's sisters expressed a wish to get to know Jane and Elizabeth better, which pleased Jane greatly. Elizabeth, on the other hand, did not trust them. It was clear to all that Mr. Bingley admired Jane, and Elizabeth could see that Jane was developing feelings for him. To the rest of the world, this was not so obvious. Jane liked to guard her feelings and remained composed in public. Elizabeth mentioned this to her close friend, Charlotte Lucas. "It may be very well to hide one's feelings in public," replied Charlotte, "but it can be a disadvantage to be so guarded. She may lose the man if he doesn't think his feelings are returned. Mr. Bingley likes your sister undoubtedly, but he may never do more than like her if she does not help him on." Elizabeth replied that Jane would need much more time with him to determine if she would be happy with him. It was not Jane's primary concern to find a husband with money. "Well," said Charlotte, "I wish Jane success with all my heart. If she were married to him tomorrow, I would think she had as good a chance of happiness as if she spent a year getting to know him. Happiness in marriage is entirely a matter of chance." "You make me laugh, Charlotte, but it is not sound advice. You know it is not sound, and that you would never act in this way yourself." Elizabeth was so busy noticing Mr. Bingley's attentions to her sister that she did not notice she was becoming an object of some interest in the eyes of his friend. Mr. Darcy had, at first, barely admitted that Elizabeth was pretty. He had said to his friends that he thought she hardly had a good feature on her face. But he soon began to admire the beautiful expression of her dark eyes. He thought they made her face appear intelligent. Then he began to notice that her figure was light and pleasing. He had insisted to his friends that her manners were far from those used in high society. But he began to be charmed by how playful she was. Elizabeth was not at all aware of any of this. To her, he was just a man who made himself disagreeable everywhere and who had not thought her handsome enough to dance with. Miss Bingley also looked down on the people in the village. She thought Mr. Darcy felt the same way. One night, while at a gathering, she approached him and said, "You are thinking how awful it would be to pass many evenings in this company, aren't you? I quite agree. They are annoying and dull. I would love to hear what you think of them." "You're totally wrong, I assure you. I was actually thinking what a very great pleasure it is to observe a pair of fine eyes in the face of a pretty woman," said Mr. Darcy. Miss Bingley, in surprise, asked to which lady he was referring. "Miss Elizabeth Bennet," he replied. "Miss Elizabeth Bennet?" repeated Miss Bingley. "I couldn't be more surprised. How long has she been such a favorite? No doubt you wish to marry her." "I knew you would ask that. A lady's imagination jumps from admiration to marriage in a moment." Miss Bingley continued teasing him. He listened with perfect indifference. Jane soon received a letter from Miss Bingley inviting her to dinner. She asked her mother if she could take the carriage. Mrs. Bennet refused, deciding that Jane should ride instead. It looked like it was going to rain. If Jane traveled by horse, she would be forced to stay the night. Mrs. Bennet's hopes were answered. Jane had not been gone long before it started raining hard. Jane's sisters were uneasy for her, but her mother was delighted. The rain continued the whole evening, and Jane certainly could not come back home. The following morning, Elizabeth received a note from Jane saying that she was feeling unwell. She would be staying at Netherfield until she felt better. "My dear, what if your daughter should become dangerously ill?" said Mr. Bennet to his wife. "What if she should die? It would be a comfort to know that it was all for Mr. Bingley," he continued sarcastically. "Oh, I am not afraid of her dying. People do not die of a cold. She will be well taken care of," replied Mrs. Bennet. Elizabeth, feeling anxious, was determined to go to Jane. She decided to walk as the carriage was not available. She arrived with a dirty skirt and a face glowing with the warmth of exercise. Miss Bingley and her sister, Mrs. Hurst, were polite, but later whispered together about her appearance. Mr. Darcy said very little. He wondered if it had been necessary for her to come so far alone. At the same time, though, he thought the exercise made her look fine. Elizabeth asked after her sister and learned that Jane had a fever and was not well enough to leave her room. Elizabeth was taken to her room, and Jane was glad to see her. She did not have the energy to speak much, but was grateful for the company. The doctor, after coming and seeing Jane, said the girl had a bad cold and must stay in bed. It was decided that Elizabeth would stay at Netherfield for Jane. Someone would be sent to the Bennets' home to tell them she was staying and to return with some clothes for her.